pour yourself a cup of coffee. It's the Sunny Side Up Show with Edgar and Philip.
All right, it is that time. You've had to go through all the unpleasantries of saying hi to your 20 cousins.
Yes.
All right. You've watched whatever football game is on that day.
Yep.
You know, maybe the Cowboys won, maybe they lost. Who even cares?
They probably lost.
Because it doesn't matter, because you have now reached the best part of your Thanksgiving.
That's
dinner.
Dinner.
The good old classic Thanksgiving dinner.
Yep.
So for this episode, we basically just kind of want to sit around and, before Thanksgiving even gets here, fantasize about what we're potentially going to get this year.
Yes.
Because,
I'm very excited.
I mean, the moment that they put away the Halloween costumes and we start busting out the turkey decorations and we start talking about that fantasy about pilgrims and Indians, I yeah. get so excited to just count down the days before I can just turkey and gravy and all this wonderful, delicious stuff. So really, this episode is just kind of us talking about maybe some of our favorite things about Thanksgiving dinner, some of our favorite sides, how we like our turkey prepared, everything. So, you know, maybe get a nice little bib or something to keep under you, because this will be a lot of drool for this one, because so much delicious food. Obviously, the staple
is turkey.
Yes. Now, have you ever had to prepare a turkey?
Me?
Yes.
Yes, I have.
It is awful.
It is terrible.
It is a long process that is very annoying.
Yes.
And can sometimes make or break your holiday.
For sure.
How was your turkey prepping, turkey cooking experience?
Well, so for me, I grew up in a Mexican-American household where turkey was part of our Thanksgiving. However, it was not necessarily the most, like, integral part of our Thanksgiving. That is because the big thing we did for Thanksgiving is tamales. That was our big Thanksgiving meal. However, we did a hybrid thing, and we definitely had a turkey. If I remember correctly, we would do smaller turkeys. We wouldn't necessarily get for, like, the big 20-pounders or whatever.
Yeah.
We would do a smaller turkey. However, 1 year, I was assigned the duty of helping my mother prepare the turkey. And I got to tell you, it was the most horrible experience. getting under the skin, it will scar me for life.
Yeah, dig out all the stuff inside.
It is, it's not pleasant. It is not pleasant. But I think more than that, because you get past that pretty quick, but more than that, it is the time it takes. And that was the turkey that we made in the oven. And I hope we talk about the different ways to prepare turkey.
We are going to get to that, definitely.
But in this case, it was oven. And by far, I'm already going to say it, worst way to cook a turkey.
Yes.
However,
agreed.
It is
the main way to cook a turkey.
It is the main way, and I think it's the most universal way because it's the easiest. However, it is, I keep saying however today. Anyways, it really is the most annoying and horrible way, because you have to keep checking in on it, and you have to be very fussy about it.
Yes.
You have to get it the right temperature, and it's impossible to get the white and dark meat cooked at the same rate. There's parts that are undercooked. There's parts that are overcooked.
Right.
It is a huge mess. I do not envy doing that at all. So how about for you?
I have a couple of times, and I do agree it's a very tedious process of, you know, temping it, because I've, you know, my mother has never been one to, she doesn't eat meat. So
you've had to make the turkey for you.
So I usually have to do it myself, because if I put her in charge, then it usually ends up being dry.
Oh, wow.
Because she is more on the safe side, and it's like, I'm going to cook it longer just to be safe.
Right.
When it's like, no, once it hits that 165,
you pull it.
Pull that thing out. Because it's obviously still going to continue to cook a little bit.
Exactly.
And
so true. Some people say pull it out before then.
And sometimes you can. It depends. But I kind of want to go back for a moment to what you had said. I love tamales.
Oh, yeah.
Has your mother...
No, I know you're going to ask. No.
And instead of like a mole sauce, dip it in some gravy. Oh,
that is a genius idea.
Can I get together with your mom sometime so soon and talk about this? Yes.
That's a genius idea that we've just, for some weird reason, never done. But that's a great idea.
That was the first thing I thought of when you said tamale. I was like, turkey tamales.
That's a great idea.
I had tamales last week and they were so fantastic.
Well, you know, it's a genius idea. Since we're already preparing the stuff to make tamales, which is a long and arduous process, equal in some respects to making a turkey.
Right. And y'all do both.
Yes. It's a time. But I was going to say, you know, it would be interesting is we left some leftovers, supplies to make tamales. That way, when we had leftover turkey, we went ahead and combined them. And you could definitely do it together. So I see no reason why you couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Interesting stuff. Although, if you did it and then you steamed... Yeah, I guess you could overcook the turkey inside of the tamale.
You could.
But if you took some of that darker meat, the like ready meat.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's the way.
Yeah.
To go.
You'd probably have to only do dark meat
okay,
to make that
dark
work.
Dark or white meat for you?
Dark. I'm definitely
me
a dark
too.
Person.
It's... Leg or breast or wing or what? What do you got?
I usually prefer. So I always ask for one of the legs.
Yeah.
You know, because who doesn't want a turkey leg?
Yeah, I love turkey legs.
And then after that, it's mostly breast meat.
Yeah.
You know, stuff that I can chop up, mix with rice or mashed potatoes. And
so what seasoning do you like on your turkey?
I'm a simple guy, you know, just a little bit of maybe some salt, pepper, a couple of, you know, maybe a little rosemary, something. Some thyme or basil, something just to kind of give it.
Yeah.
A little bit of a kick, but...
Butter or oil?
Butter.
Ooh, yeah.
You me butter too. That turkey.
Me too. Butter.
Why even put oil? Look, we're in the South.
Some people do oil turkeys.
Yeah, and I just...
They get a more... I will say the oil turkeys get a more, like, pleasant look to them. Like
it looks nicer.
Yes.
But when you bite into that skin...
Yeah.
That's had the butter in it. Ooh.
It's so good.
There's nothing better than
there's
that.
There's nothing better.
Yeah.
For sure.
All right. Way you prefer to have yours prepared.
Okay. So I've had turkeys multiple ways. One year, my dad has a smoker, and one year we had smoked turkey. And let me tell you right now, one of the top tier ways.
Yep.
So good. Delicious. Absolutely jam-packed with flavor, the smoke of the wood. If you use cherry wood, whatever kind of wood that you use, the smoking point, like everything about it just... absolutely delicious and whatever seasoning you use. However, that is not my preferred way.
Ooh.
My preferred way is the most dangerous way, and it is the way that should not be attempted.
Rotisserie? Over an open fire?
No. Deep fried.
Ooh.
So let me tell you right now
that's
a story.
That's dangerous.
So one year, this was actually, this wasn't even for Thanksgiving. This was actually for Christmas. Because some people eat turkey at Christmas, too. We normally don't. We have a ham. We're traditional.
It's, yeah, traditionally ham.
Traditionally ham. And we normally do. However, this year my uncle was visiting, and he had perfected the fried turkey during Thanksgiving.
Wow.
And he wanted to show off.
So does he stovetop in a pot?
So he did. No. That's
because you need a big fryer.
That's how you
for
explode
that.
Your house. No. So he had this huge pot. He had this whole like contraption, this setup in this hook. And what you do is you go outside and you light it up using this specific burner that heats your
pot.
We
had one of those.
Like crazy hot. And he put in peanut oil. And then he used the hook and I saw him do it. He put the turkey in and that sucker cooked quick. So normally the cooking process for the average turkeys, I would say around 5 to 8 hours, depending.
I mean, yeah, roughly.
So the deep fried turkey, easily 45 minutes, to an hour. Like if that.
It doesn't take long at all.
It does not take long at all. And the thing about deep fried turkey, as dangerous as it is, it perfectly cooks the turkey because it is covered literally head to toe, like absolutely covered in hot oil cooking. And if you do it just right, it comes out perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And he pulled it out, and at first, you know, it was way too much. Like, it was way too scary to set this up. But he did it just fine, and he was being totally safe, and it's possible. And he pulled it out, and let me tell you right now, that is the single best turkey I've ever had in my life. And the reason is because it tasted a lot like Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it was like
a fried chicken.
As
almost,
if Chick-fil-A had decided to make Thanksgiving.
I'm surprised dinner. They haven't attempted something along those lines.
Yeah, I'm surprised they haven't
done
like
a turkey sandwich.
A turkey sandwich one year.
Yeah, I'd be down for that.
Or like the fixins.
Ooh.
Well, don't. We're going to talk about fixins
yeah.
soon. But yeah, deep fried.
Ooh, you could throw some like mashed potatoes or something on that chicken sandwich. Ooh.
Let me tell you right now, the deep fried, ooh. I don't understand it, but it was so freaking good. Yeah. Like, I can't even. Like, I was a convert. At first, like, I'm going to be honest with you. When I heard of deep fried turkeys, I was like, what kind of country?
Backwoods stuff is this?
Yeah, for real. That's what I thought. But then when he did it, I was just totally blown away. I love it. Have you had a deep fried turkey?
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, you got to admit.
It is really delicious. Yes.
So that's my personal way. However, I will admit that that is not the safest way and should not be attempted. Thus, technically, it really can't be. So if I can't pick that, it would be smoked.
Yeah, I would agree. I think smoked is the best way to go.
Yeah.
I mean, the first time I had a smoked turkey, it was made by some friends of ours who owned a barbecue restaurant.
Yeah.
So they did it in like a really nice, fancy smoker.
Yeah.
And that after that, I pretty much was just like,
I can't go back.
I don't want to eat anything else.
No, it's so good.
You know, like I've had ex-girlfriends who they'd be like, hey, will you come to Thanksgiving dinner? I'm like, how are y'all preparing the turkey? And they're like, well, in the oven, of course. I'm like, nah, I got other things to do. I've got more important plans.
I have a friend with a smoker. I'll see you later.
Yeah, I don't want to stoop to your oven roasted.
Oh,
it's just so good. It brings it, and like you said, when you throw in certain wood chips and stuff, it just adds a whole another layer of flavor to the turkey that you can't get in an oven.
Exactly. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. But you have to be careful with the smoked turkey because it can dry it out a lot faster.
Yes. And it also cooks in a different way. So how did you cook it? Did you cut it up? Because a lot of people cut it up before.
Yeah. You cut it into certain pieces and then you take it out as it's done.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You can't smoke it all in one. So
exactly.
So if you prefer like having the big turkey on your table, this is not the way to go.
No.
Not the way to go.
But
however, like I said, we're doing tamales anyway, so exactly, for me, it wasn't a big deal. So
well, you know, my parents were always under the belief that it's like, you guys are gonna tear this thing up and eat it anyway.
Yeah.
You know, we were a house full of there was three boys and my dad, so you know, it didn't really matter.
Right.
You know, and who cares if you're gonna do that, like, you know, traditional cut into the turkey, like
same.
No.
No.
Not. We're probably going to fix our plates and go sit in the living room and watch football anyway.
Pretty much. All right. Yeah. Let's talk about those sides, though. That's okay. the big thing here at Thanksgiving.
Well, I mean, there is a bunch of sides that I like. There's only one true side that I look forward to every Thanksgiving, and that is stuffing.
Yep.
I could eat stuffing all year round.
Love stuffing.
But it's not a...
How do you prepare your stuffing?
The
box, or you go on.
I have two recipes that I go to.
By the way,
being a fat guy, one of them is a bacon.
Can I just say, Philip has made bacon stuffing for a group of us, and I had it. And Philip is a great cook, and that bacon stuffing.
Right.
That bacon stuffing, though. Ooh, that was so good. I still think about it to this day.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I'm a big fan of...
You go bacon.
Yeah, and so there's two camps of stuffing. You can go traditional bread, or you can go cornbread stuffing.
Yeah.
I actually lean more of the traditional bread.
Right.
Versus
that's like a Texas thing, too, the cornbread stuffing.
Yeah.
Southern
and
thing.
It's good, though.
Yeah.
It is good, but... You better have some really good cornbread.
It has to be good cornbread.
Yeah.
Whereas the traditional, you can use old bread. Like, it does not matter.
Yeah, it's like 3-day old bread. It's like, sure, just chop it up in small pieces.
Yep.
And that's kind of – and even nowadays, you know, you can go to the store and they just have it already chopped up for you.
Yeah, love it.
I have to have stuffing.
You put gravy on the stuffing?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Of course.
Love it.
I
agree. Stuffing's on my one of the things I look forward to. And today, at work, I had a potluck, and everyone brought in a bunch of sides, a bunch of stuff. And we actually had a local barbecue place do our turkey. But the most popular sides, I will say, were the stuffing and the sweet potatoes, which I thought was very interesting. I'm a big sweet potato person too.
So I'm not.
Not
but,
surprised.
But you have. I have a very delicate palate. Very cultured.
Yeah.
It doesn't like a lot of things.
Yeah.
But no, I do know a lot of people who love yams.
Yeah.
You know, they love, you know, you'll have some families who do the traditional mashed potatoes, right, and then the sweet mashed potatoes as well.
We do both in my family.
My family is just a one, because they'll do the candied yams where they melt like marshmallows and stuff on top, and it's more of like a dessert.
More of a dessert, yeah.
I'm a traditional mashed potatoes guy.
Yeah.
You know.
Butter or milk?
Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
Okay.
I grew up where everything that I cook with is butter.
Butter.
I don't really put oil in a pan often.
Paula Deen school of thought.
Yes.
Which is so funny because I'm the opposite. We did a lot of oil. However, don't get me wrong, I love butter.
Yeah.
I love butter.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yes, the stuffing, absolutely. Cranberry sauce, yay or nay?
It's fruit. I'm out.
You're out. I love cranberry sauce.
I just. Because my whole thing, and I mean, we'll probably get to this in a bit, but it's gravy for me.
Gravy's so good.
And I'm the kind of person that just, like, dumps the pot of gravy on top of all my stuff.
Same.
And I don't want anything sweet on there.
Let's just get into that. Because,
okay.
So let's talk about how we prepare our plates. I'll let you go first.
So it's a mountain of everything.
Yes.
I like to get
what sides are you picking? So you got mashed potatoes,
stuffing. So I'm going to do mashed potatoes, stuffing, my family always did mac and cheese as one of the options.
There was no mac and cheese at my potluck, I just realized. Wow.
They just don't know how to cook. They just don't know how to do it right.
Fair enough.
The only vegetable that I like, green bean casserole.
Oh, green.
You know?
Love it.
It's so fantastic, and I love it too. If you can get like a, my stepmom always did like a cheesy hard crust on top, which is really good.
Yeah.
And then of course, you know, biscuits, you know, gotta have a biscuit.
That's your biscuit.
Preferably I would like a, actually a dinner roll. If
yeah.
I could choose, I would like the yeast dinner rolls that you can get.
Those I'm more really of a good. Biscuit person, but those are good. Hawaiian rolls. I've seen a lot of Hawaiian rolls.
Yes. The ooh, sweet you rolls. Heat up some Hawaiian sweet rolls. And so, yeah, I kind of put everything onto the plate and then pour gravy over everything, and then I kind of just mix it all together, so it's just kind of like a pile of mush, gravy mush, and then I just start eating.
It's okay.
I don't keep everything separated.
Okay, me too, but I did go through a phase where I did keep everything separated.
But why? It all goes down the same.
I agree. No, I've seen the light. All right, so I do almost very similar thing. So for me, obviously, besides the main dish, I like to have mashed potatoes, of course.
Great choice.
But sweet cream corn. I'm a big cream corn. So here's the thing. I am not afraid to mix sweet with savory. And
you're
I pile it in together. So I go all the sides. I'll do the sweet potatoes and the mashed potatoes together. Like, I'll smash it together. However, I'm not like you. I'm not going to mix it. But I'll keep them semi, like, in their own little plots, you know. But I'm not afraid if they touch or whatever. And I do the cranberry sauce. And then I also do gravy. And I try to keep those separated, but sometimes they mix. And honestly, I like that they mix. I like the flavor combination. I like the weird contrast that sometimes happen. And it's just good. It's just tastes really good. So that's sort of my strategy there. However, so that's what I did at the potluck. But however, when I'm at home and we do the tamale situation, I actually like to eat the tamales by themselves separate.
I would be the same way in that situation.
Yeah, I like to eat them apart from that.
Do y'all situation. Do chicken or pork?
We do, well, actually, traditionally we used to do pork, but lately we've been doing chicken. These last few years we've been doing chicken. But I like both.
Yeah.
What do you prefer?
I've always had pork.
Yeah.
I think it's been a very long time since I've had a chicken
tamale. I will say pork is probably the most traditional, I think we've been doing chicken because I actually don't really know. Maybe it's like whatever.
Yeah.
But chicken tamales are also very delicious.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. Now, do y'all do any sauces additional to gravy with the tamales?
So our Thanksgiving's a little bit different. Sometimes we don't have gravy. Don't be sad. Don't be sad.
Blasphemy.
I like gravy, so I've started to include gravy. And most of the younger generation likes gravy, so we've included it with our meals. But every once in a while, like, or it'll run out really quick. You know what I mean?
Oh, it goes so fast. Because
we just don't make enough. But the one thing that's constant, this is really weird, but one thing that's very constant for us is barbecue sauce. We have a lot of barbecue sauce.
Weird.
And salsa.
Okay.
But again, it's because we're sort of mixing cuisines here. So you kind of need, hot sauce. We have a lot of hot sauce too.
Okay. Do you have like Cholula?
My chosen hot sauce is Valentin.
Oh.
Valentina is delicious.
That's a good one.
They have like an extra hot version with the black label. I love that version.
Sounds dangerous.
It's really good. Danger, danger, danger. So if you were to go to my house, you would get like everything mixed. Now, Friendsgiving is really interesting because I have a lot of friends who have a lot of different dietary needs.
Ooh.
So some are vegetarian, some are vegan, some are blah, blah, blah. And that leads to, like, no year's the same. Every year we have totally, like, different stuff, which is really interesting.
Have you ever had tofurkey?
No. Well, actually, yes. I didn't eat it, but there was one at a Friendsgiving.
Yeah.
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 And it was, you know.
It's not terrible.
Not for me, so I didn't have it. But.
Yeah, it's not terrible, but it's kind of like if you took like the way that turkey peels apart, kind of that way, you know, it's a little bit more dense.
You know what we do though?
What?
Gus's fried chicken. That's her main meal.
Really?
Yeah, we don't do turkey. We do Gus's fried chicken.
Interesting.
Yep. Yep. Fried chicken. I think about it. It makes a lot of sense. Fried chicken fits in with a lot of the sides that you do for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It really does.
I've reached a point in my life where each week, because I now go to the local library downtown.
Yeah.
We have, here in Austin, we have this really nice, fancy downtown central library. And that's where I go because they have the biggest selection of stuff. And every time I go down there to return something or to pick something up, immediately I'm just like, I think I should go to Gus's.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
That's the place, man.
It is easily the best fried chicken I've ever had.
It's delicious.
Yeah. Every time I go in there, I get the same thing. And every time they're like, how was it? I was like, I don't want anything else ever again. I just want to eat here 3 days a week every day.
If I could, I would.
Yeah. Like, if I could, I would. For breakfast, just give me a chicken tender on a biscuit. You know, maybe an egg if you want to get wild. But, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
Oh, that's a good Friendsgiving option.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so desserts.
Pecan pie.
Pecan pie, of course.
I think is really the only one that we do.
I go pumpkin. I need the pumpkin.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving and pumpkin pie go together. You need them together.
My family tends to... So when we've ever had like the big family Thanksgivings, we'll do one pie, but then we'll also do like an assortment of cookies and brownies.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Because
I've seen that.
Most of the time you're going to, like, especially with kids, like not a lot of kids are big fans of pie, especially when you're like, oh, it's pecans and like gross.
It's so true.
So usually you can set aside the pie for the adults and then... Hey, here's some chocolate chip cookies and stuff, you know.
So I would do pumpkin pie, but one thing we do during the holidays, this is for Christmas and for Thanksgiving, we do rum cake.
I've never had rum cake.
So rum cake is a yellow cake with rum in it. So you bake it with rum. Don't worry, it bakes out the rum. However, you do make a rum glaze that you can put over it, and you can make that very strong, if you know what I mean. For adults only, if you know what I mean. But rum cake, that's a traditional Latin American meal, especially from the Caribbean. Dessert, I mean. So we do that. But also, we've done dessert tamales, which is also a big thing. You make sweet masa. So you steam them in the same place, but the sweet masa is so good.
And what's in the middle?
So you could do all sorts of stuff. But
what's the traditional, more common
traditional
way?
It would be candied dates. You could do candied dates. However, are you ready for this? Sometimes you just make the candied masa by itself. You don't put anything in it. And you just eat that as like
yeah. dessert. That dates back to just like the sweet, warm, sweet.
However, my favorite thing we do, there's two things that I really love. One is buñuelos.
Okay.
So buñuelos, for those who don't know, are fried flour tortillas with cinnamon and sugar on top.
Yes.
And they're delicious. They're so good. Super good. I would say a close cousin to the sopapilla. If you like sopapillas, they're very similar. Right. But a little bit different. However, these go with the buñuelos, so that's why I sort of split them up. But Mexican hot chocolate is the big deal.
I'm a big hot chocolate fan during the winter times.
So that's the big deal. But that's, you know, you start drinking it during Thanksgiving time, but that's more of a December Thanksgiving. Christmas thing for me. So lots of desserts, actually. I realize we have a lot of desserts. And you sort of get to pick and choose. I like that, the mixing of cultures, for sure.
The great thing about Thanksgiving, it's the one time of the year where even in this day and age, most of your calorie counters stop counting.
It's so true.
It's like that one day where it's like it doesn't matter how much you eat, you know. And that's what's so great is if you want to have 10 different desserts, go for it.
That was me today, and I'm regretting it. Huge shout out to Paula Deans.
Go to the gym.
Yes. Huge shout out to Paula Deans. Someone at our work potluck made Paula Deans banana pudding and. Oh, so
very
good.
Buttery,
super buttery.
It's like a
super
banana butter.
Oh, banana. That sounds good to me. Anyways, yes. Thanksgiving. I think we've discussed Thanksgiving meal. Obviously, we are big fans. We love it.
Best holiday. Smoked
turkey.
Year.
So, look, we found out today. Smoked turkey. That's the best way to cook your turkey. So if you're out there wondering how to cook your turkey, you gotta do the smoked.
If you have access to a smoker, I would give it a try at least once. You know, you've probably been your whole life having oven roasted turkey.
For sure.
So mix it up a little.
All right. Well, hopefully that gets you hungry for tomorrow, because that's right. Tomorrow.
Yes.
Not tomorrow.
The day after.
Right.
Edgar's too excited.
I am very excited for this. if you enjoy our show, please share it with your friends and family. You will be seeing them very soon if you're not seeing them already. So if you like what we're about, we're a weekly show, normally Monday through Thursday, and we talk about everything and anything. So if you really like our show, it would mean a lot to us if you share it. That's the best way to get our show across right now. Follow us on our social media at Daily Sunnyside, and you can Gmail us whatever questions you may have. What do you like to eat for Thanksgiving? What does your family do? Let us know at dailysunnyside@gmail.com, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.